The world's longest-running TV variety show is ending on Saturday. Sábado Gigante has loomed large in living rooms across the U.S. and Latin America for more than half a century. Commentator Cynthia Leonor Garza has many memories tied to the show, but she says it's been on well past its expiration date.
Every Saturday night as a kid, I used to sit on my grandparents' sofa and watch the opening to Sábado Gigante before heading off to Spanish Mass.
Sábado!
We'd come back after 2 hours at church to find Don Francisco, the stage name for host Mario Kreutzberger, still belting out product jingles. Sábado Gigante was loud and frenzied, a kaleidoscope constantly shifting forms, from comedy skits with cross-dressing men to singing competitions to family reunions and car giveaways. We couldn't miss it if we tried, especially then when my grandparents' television knob gave us 13 options, only one in Spanish. And not much has changed over the years, so now the humor feels like an unwanted hangover from a previous era. When I watch now, I cringe. The show is shameless about its objectification of women. There's a whole series of contests based on looks.
Ay, mami.
Ay, 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 ay.
The contest Miss Colita focuses on the backside, while Miss Pechonalidad is a play on words combining the Spanish words for personality and breasts. There's even a beauty contest, Miss Chiquitita, for little girls. In this Miss Legs contest, Don Francisco ogles an audience member.
Así como las de ellas son las que me gustan a mí. Estas son las piernas. Yo les había echado el ojo desde antes, ¿eh?
These are the kind I like. I've had my eye on them, he says. The first contestant struts out, all legs. She's hidden beneath the gift box from the waist up. Sex. That is the one thread that runs through this family show. But like a lot of folks who grew up with it, I have mixed feelings about Sábado Gigante. I actually enjoy it sometimes. I feel pride when I watch five-year-olds work in it like old pros in the salsa dance competition, as if that dancing gene was a part of all our Latino DNA. I appreciate how through language, Sábado Gigante connected me, a fifth-generation Texan, to my grandparents and to Spanish speakers across the Americas. But what might have been acceptable or even funny way back then is now offensive. I'm actually relieved Sábado Gigante is almost over. This Saturday, when Don Francisco asks the question he asks every week,
¿Qué dice el público?
What do the people say? My answer, basta, enough. Now give us something better.
Commentator Cynthia Leonor Garza on the end of Sábado Gigante, which airs its final show Saturday night on Univision.